And we're back. Welcome back to the weekend edition, everybody. I'm Cody, and I'm joined today by, of course, you know, Noel Miller. He's been on two of the weekend editions so far. And my friend Marcus Mulchaney. So this is who my fucking booking agent got for me today, unfortunately.
Discounted.
Yes. Yeah, we...
Balling on a budget.
Yeah, we negotiated a nice rate, so...
Did you? Is she paying you?
Yeah, well, she's paying us.
What money? I'm not making any money from this podcast yet.
You know, it comes in cookies, beer, coffee.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't fucking show up with Chick-fil-A.
Well, you know, I didn't want to disrespect...
Every damn time. Mm-hmm. Every time, I swear to God, I invite Noel over
this
to
is
do
per-
something. Every time you come over to my place to do something,
yes.
You show up 20 minutes late.
Yep.
With a bag of Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
And then we got to stand there and watch it. Granted, I do eat some.
Yeah. You tax it.
I take a fry tax every time. We got to stand there.
I'm going to say some
fries
tax.
Watching your fucking Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
In the kitchen. Stinks up the whole place.
Yes, it does.
And you're the slowest eater in the goddamn world.
Absolutely.
So then it's just taxed on another 20 minutes of you going, oh, sorry, man. I gotta.
And it just gets everywhere.
Yeah.
And in between all that, I'm telling you a bunch of ideas, and in the back of your eye, you're like, can you shut the fuck up with the sandwich so we can get to the thing? And I'm like, just hold on, one more story.
In the back of my eye?
Yeah. It's like,
is that a phrase?
No, it's not. I meant to say back of your
minted
mind, but you know
today.
What? I just woke up. Leave me alone.
It's the weekend edition. This is what it's all about.
Yes.
Is drinking beer, drinking coffee.
Hey, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Is this bad luck?
Coffee. Cheers and coffee. Honestly, it probably is.
I love that mug. That mug is great.
Angie Tribeca, who got this?
If I were on TV, I'd raise this to my lips whenever I make a point.
Mm. Is that what it says on the back? Oh, that's so lame. Marcus loves mugs.
I actually
no,
do.
You actually
that's
do.
That's my stuff.
80% of the mugs in there, and we have a shit ton of mugs, are all from Marcus. And I appreciate the shit out of it.
I was going to say, next time I see you using one, I'll let you know.
I'm not saying, no, I'm not making fun of you. I'm saying I love it. It's just funny how much you like mugs.
I like a good mug.
Remember we bought that one? You bought that one? That says it was like something about how shitty Mondays are. It's like a sloth, but it came broken.
Yes. Yes. Devastating.
Oh, yeah. That was in the vlog, right? We were all there.
No, that was at work.
We were
back at work.
I took it as a sign. Like, that's how shitty Mondays are, especially at a desk job, that you would order a mug for Mondays and would show up broken. Like,
they saw the order and they just smashed it and they put it in the mail.
Show you what Monday's really about, bitch. You can't get over Mondays with a cheeky mug.
You're going to have to go all the way through customer service for this one. How bad do you want it?
Yeah, I guaranteed. Did it arrive on a Monday? That would have been like...
I think it did.
10
it
out
actually
of 10.
Did.
I think it did.
No, it arrived on like a Friday night and I had to wait the rest of the weekend to get
even
it on
better.
Monday. Yeah. Just rubbed it in.
I still can't believe that we vlogged.
Yeah.
Three times a week.
Yeah.
Just shit we were doing at work.
I'll tell you, work's a lot more boring now.
Is it?
Ain't nothing going on.
I mean, what did we really vlog, like the morning, lunch, and afternoon?
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, I guess.
And Noel would go, we would go out and like do
sketches.
That's
sketches.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Hour and a half. You know.
I'm bringing it back, man. Yeah? I'm starting a third channel. I'm going to
do it.
Yep.
That's great.
I'm going to do it. I'm starting a third channel.
I was going to say you should because they were fun. Like, I liked fucking around.
No, you should hire. Hire somebody to film it. Like, don't do it yourself. Just have them here.
Listen, I totally agree. If you are an intern, if you aren't an intern.
And you want to be another intern.
I'm a career intern.
There's like an intern-y type person.
I've been an intern for 10 years. You know, just really love what I do. Don't like money.
Yeah, if you just kind of see yourself as an intern and you want to be that for me, mm-hmm. and you want to come over and film us being stupid like at least twice a week, or I don't know. I don't even know how would it work.
That's going to get...
Because I know Danny Duncan has a guy that I was talking to him about it. He has a guy that follows him around all the time.
Let's just try that.
Films all of this shit, and it's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, let's
it's
try that.
Fucking awesome. Okay, so we need a person that will spend 24 hours a day with us. You can sleep here on the couch or actually under the kitchen table. The rug here is much more comfortable.
Yeah.
That doesn't really sound that appealing. I'm not really selling this
it actually
that well.
Really, it's a really comfy rug.
It is a really comfy rug.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I sleep on this.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody did sleep on this for like a week. Somebody stayed in our apartment and chose not to sleep on the couch
and slept here.
Under the table.
So there you go. That's proof.
Validated.
So you got a comfy ass rug here.
Bam.
You get to follow us around 24 hours a day. Film us, and I'll give you, I don't know, 30% of the revenue on the channel. Is that good?
That's fair.
That's fair, right?
70-30? That's great.
70-30?
That sounds good.
And you got to edit the videos, too.
Oh, see, now you're getting somewhere.
You know,
this is actually a serious inquiry, though. If you are like a, if you are a person that wants to do this and you're cool and you want to hang out with us and you have the same type of humor, then hit me up because I actually want to start a third channel, bring the vlogs back in a big way,
What if they hit all things like same type of humor but just aren't cool?
Then it's a no.
Okay, so you have to be all three, 100%.
Yeah.
Three.
How are you? Yeah, and you have to be hot.
Oh,
I was gonna say, what if they're too cool and like edge one of us out.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I never even thought of that.
It starts getting sensitive. Like, hey, Noel, why don't you hold the camera? Like, wait, what do you mean? It's like, nah, I think Jerry's going to take over this bit.
He just goes, I got a funny bit, actually. I got a funny bit. I got a funny quip on this. Why don't you take over the camera?
Oh, yeah. No, you should totally do it. It's that'd be great. It sounds really funny.
Noel, why don't you run sound?
Oh.
Grab the boom.
Okay, yeah. No problem. I got it.
Yeah. Nobody knows. No. Nobody realizes you've disappeared from the vlogs.
Yeah. They're like, oh, what? This guy's always been here, right? And I'll go on like fucking, I don't know, E in like 10 years and talk about how I was ousted out of the Cody vlogs. I'll be fat as fuck. Nowhere in entertainment. Yeah, I was on the vlogs, but no one remembers that. Not at all.
The host's like, oh, yeah, you're that Asian-y kid, yeah, right?
Whatever the fuck you were. People are looking at old vlog footage. They're like, I really don't know who this guy is with black hair. I've never seen him.
He was just kind of around.
Yeah.
Behind the vlog.
Oh, he has a name? Oh, that's weird. Who would name that guy? You know, I actually thought about starting a second channel too because I don't want to put vloggy type shit on my channel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Because my vlogs would just be me sitting at a computer.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
Just put it on your main channel.
Extremely interesting.
People just want to see more shit from you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like crazy produced. And I know you're going to produce the shit out of it anyways, but
wait, dude.
Even just you talking to your camera looks better than anything I've ever produced in my entire. Did you see the last podcast?
Yeah.
The last podcast, 7 minutes in the audio, I recorded it in like four separate recording files because like Avi came back in the middle. So I had to stop and then he came in and then I re-recorded and then I didn't like what I said. So I Jesus
damn.
Sorry. So then I re-recorded again. And at the end, I had like six different recording files and like three different videos I had to sync up. And I accidentally deleted one of them. So then I just used the audio from the camera. So for seven minutes, it just switches to like this super echoey, like me talking this distance.
Oh, no.
People were like, what the fuck happened to the audio? Why did it just take a shit in the middle of the podcast? And then it returns back to normal.
That's so bootleg.
Yeah.
And yeah, exactly. This is what I'm saying. This is the type of producer I am.
Yeah, but that's why you get shit done. Me, I'd be like, oh, we got to do it over. Start over from the beginning. Do all those opinions again. That's great.
Same reactions.
Yeah. Let's redo all that banter.
Didn't you just record a video and you were like, oh, it was so shitty?
Yeah, I tried to do a vlog thing and I looked at it. I was like, nah, this is going nowhere. Delete. Scrubbed it right there.
Sometimes you got to do that, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to do that. Fucking Jason told me that David and him record the whole podcast, and then David will be like, I don't like it, and then re-record it.
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Man, he's committed.
And I mean, like,
how does he have that time?
Dude, they don't. That's the thing. I don't know.
His hustle.
Doesn't that dude vlog all the time? It sounds like a lot of his day is like covered in film and stuff.
Yeah. Yep. No, they fucking shoot. Mm-hmm. That's sort of one of the things I realized about like why their vlogs are so good. I used to think like, oh, they're just like always, they're also naturally funny all the time. No, they shoot.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, do you want to shoot?
Yep.
Let's shoot.
Yep.
And they go shoot.
I think that's the only way you could get.
I think
that
so. Shit. Yeah.
I mean, it's great though.
Oh yeah, it's awesome.
Does he even editor? Does he somebody like sift through it?
No,
he does it.
What?
Yeah, you could tell. Like the touch is personal because the editor, I feel like, usually injects humor or like they find ways to like mix it up. But like the timing and all that, like someone was there. At least that's the feel I get from all the vlogs. So,
Tell us about your film.
Oh yeah. You want to just, speaking of that, I heard you're making a movie.
Let's plug this shit. Yeah. Because last time we talked about this, last time you were on the podcast, you were like, I'm coming out with this film.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a short film coming out with my GoFundMe. And then like 3 days later it came out and now you've raised how much money?
Almost $8,000.
Nice.
$8,000.
Yeah. Wow.
$8,000. Yeah.
You know what you can do with that? You can almost make a short film with that money.
Yeah, you could.
You know what you can do with that? Abandon the project.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, take that and go to Mexico.
That, buy a Subaru. I mean, there's plenty of things.
Subaru? Why the fuck would you buy a Subaru?
I saw that poll.
It's a very reliable vehicle. Wait, what poll?
He had a Twitter poll yesterday about buying a Subaru.
I was like, should I buy a Subaru? And the options were yes and yes, you fucking dad. I think you have to have four kids to buy a Subaru, minimum. Dude,
Gideon has a Subaru. Well,
Gideon's going to have four kids. I mean, that's just what's
he might already, actually. Yeah.
No, Suki, man, we're $2,000 away.
If you haven't donated, please go donate.
Yeah, check it out. It's gofundme.com/Suki, S-U-K-I dash film.
Bang. There it is.
And it'll be in the description too.
Yeah.
$2,000 away from doing this film.
Yep.
And it's going to be, I mean, dude, you already raised $8,000.
Yep.
That's pretty really nice. Good.
People know this is going to be a smash hit, and it fucking better be.
I mean, yeah, it is. I mean,
I gave you my goddamn money.
Yeah, you did. Good. You did.
Dude,
the thing that I was like fucking really surprised by that I seriously cannot stop like being like, whoa, is that people threw in, you know, $5-$10, and that's fucking awesome because a lot of that grouped up and it like pushed it forward. But there were a lot of people that were just like, here's $100. Here's $150.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, young people. I'm like, that's a lot of money when you're younger.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Where's that coming from?
Yeah.
And yeah, it's nuts.
And like people were like, hey, man, I had some people were like, hey, this is the last of my bank account. Here's $6. I was like, you could have kept one. Like you could have gave me one, kept five, got Jack in the Box. Like that's fucking crazy. So now I'm like,
hey, man, I'm homeless now, but I love your content.
I love your content,
I'm gonna
bro.
Do whatever I can.
I'm going to post up in McDonald's with my fucking IBM laptop and watch this shit when it comes out. I'm homeless as fuck. Thanks, bro. Yeah. So we're going to shoot. We had to push the date to like mid-September.
Okay.
So sorry if I just ruined your Burning Man.
No, it's fine. I'm not going to go to fucking Burning Man anyways.
You're not going?
No. I talked to Devin and we're like, let's sell our tickets. Huh. It's just too much. We got to plan it.
It's like a week straight, right? Or is it more than a week?
I think I don't know. That's what I'm saying. We're like so fucking out of the loop with this shit. We just like bought tickets and like talking to my friend. She was like, you haven't planned anything? And we're like, no. And she was like, you're going to die. So we're like, okay, well, maybe we should. Because like.
Show up with two bottles of water.
Like, we got it. It's going to be great.
One bottle of sunscreen.
Two bottles of tank top. What's up, guys?
Is going to Burning Man like planning for the Armageddon? Like, do you have to bring like canned food?
Yeah, water. Yeah, no, it's like survival, man. It's like
now I get it.
Yeah,
see, that sounds
gotta,
fucking extreme. You got to do drugs and survive.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
You got to bring. You got to bring like water, fucking food, ketamine.
Yeah,
like a whole bunch of shit,
all sorts of stuff.
That's like expert mode for sure.
Fucking, yeah, that's what it is.
Is there like an economy there? Do they take paper money?
Mm. Shit, stop. Smash record on the back. Are we done here too? No, we're still rolling on this one. Great. There's a snap.
What was it? What were we just? Yeah, there's an economy. Yeah, that's the whole thing. Is that there's no money?
Oh, there
so
is
the whole,
no money.
No, there's no money. So the whole thing is you're supposed to. Everyone is supposed to offer something.
What the fuck?
To the community. So it's like you know what I mean? Like I don't know. Someone will give you a fucking back scratch
to the community
for like a
to the commune
to the commune
to the commune.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you just get to live in a cult.
It's
for like
it's,
a week.
Yeah, and then they burn a giant wood man.
See. And I didn't understand the appeal. Now I know why people get their names changed and all kinds of crazy shit.
Oh, it's nuts, dude. It's like a straight up fucking cult in the middle of the desert for a week. It's cool. It's cool as fuck.
Diet cult? That's great, dude.
Diet cult.
We should do that next year, but like take a different angle on it.
And kill ourselves?
No.
Oh.
Be
the Burning Man?
Be the Burning Man, or we just take everything. We show up like a pillaging unit, like 60 dudes on a bus, and we just fucking take everything.
Oh my God.
That'd be insane.
Let's start another Burning Man, like right next to it, and just war.
And just raid them?
And
oh,
war.
Shit.
Start a war.
Send our Burning Man over.
That's fucking genius.
Thanks, man. I try.
I'm so happy I came up with that idea.
Wait, hold on. It's happening. It's happening already.
Where's our fucking intern? I'd rather he be here than you, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Burning Man. Yeah, so we're not going to do it. We're not going to... And, you know, I've been fucking out of the country for like... a month and a half of the last 2 months.
Yeah.
I'm just like, dude, I'm not ready to go to the fucking desert. And
if you do one more cool thing,
just be naked in the desert for a week.
If you do one more cool thing, I'm going to block you on Instagram because it's the last thing I need to see when I'm at work. I know Marcus feels it.
Last month was difficult. Yeah.
What do you mean? You're off doing cool shit too.
Like I went to Chicago last weekend with
there
you.
There you go. Chicago.
I went to work every other day.
Works. Yeah. That's cool.
Super dope.
Yeah. Extremely fun. Yeah, totally. Hey, Cody, when's the last time you wrote code?
No. You know what it was? It was,
don't even say
it. Wasn't
it your Ty Lopez thing?
No, it was after that. I wrote the website for this podcast.
Oh.
I was giggling at your guys' podcast about like people getting into coding.
Yeah.
I'm still getting,
I got a ton of DMs from that. Wait, by the way, Marcus, now that you're here, hope you guys don't mind. I have some very intense JavaScript problems I'd like to work out right now, just you and me. Hope you guys don't mind. I got them up on my phone here.
Got your time. Yeah.
Yo, by the way, are the cookies still cooking?
I think
baking?
They're ready, yeah.
Are the bakies still cooking?
Are the bakies cooking?
Marcus is making cookies right now, so cookies. We're recording this with just like the fucking aroma of fresh cookies. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Beer and cookies. Corona and cookies don't really mix up.
But Cokie.
Cheers. You can't cheers coffee.
Bro, I just said Cokie. Has anyone ever said Cokie referring to Coke?
No. Like maybe cocaina?
Yeah.
Cokie?
I just picture like some little goofy 18-year-old.
You guys got any Cokie? That's my name for it.
Like she's crazy. I don't know.
Oh, cringe.
I'm making up characters. Here
Cringing.
We go.
Cringing.
Speaking of characters, let's replug this movie.
You're going to shoot mid-September.
Going to shoot mid-September. And honestly, because so many people were like down to get involved, we added scenes and like we completely expanded it. So it's going to feel like some Fargo shit with
really
like a horror, like horror moments. And I'm like super pumped.
That's awesome.
Like
this,
yeah.
How much did you add to it?
We're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, TMG Studios. And before you say anything, yes, it's completely fine that my own production company sponsored my own podcast. Daddy's got to scratch his own back sometimes. When you sign up for TMG Studios, you don't just get ad-free episodes of Insanely Chill. You get all of our shows ad-free. And with the Studios tier, you get access to hundreds of unfiltered bonus episodes from our other shows like Brooke and Connor and TMG. So go to TMGstudios.tv and sign up for TMG Studios tier to get access to ad-free and bonus episodes.
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Like I'm going to spend some money to like get it there.
Dope.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be in it, right?
You are.
Yes. Fuck yeah. Should we talk about... No, we can't talk about my cameo.
No, I don't...
That's going to ruin it.
I don't want any...
He's told me what my cameo might be.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for it.
Yes.
And you guys are just going to have to... I hate when people do that.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to wait and see.
You have to wait and see.
But you're going to have to wait and see.
Yep.
Ooh. Oh, look at these cookies.
Don't touch them yet. They're super hot.
You're just going to lay them in front of me and expect me not to fucking touch them.
For all the listeners, I want you to observe how different Cody will be from this point forward, that he cannot eat the cookie. All right? That you hear foam in his teeth.
Just watch his eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're watching this on YouTube, observe his pupils dilating right now.
It's going to be Marcus and Noel going over JavaScript problems and just mouth noises from me. Just
oh god. Dude, I
dude, they smell so good.
Yeah, they do.
Fuck.
These are double chocolates. Delicious.
No. Double chocolate cookies.
Double chocolate cookies.
Mm. Cheers to that. Bro.
There's more to it, but there's
cheers
double
to that.
Chocolate. Cheers. Cheers. Not going to
do it. Yeah. This feels bad luck.
Mm. Yeah. Coffee and beer has got to be bad.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I love the Suki trailer. Mm. So, was that a Thank scene you. From the.
Oh, my God. Are we plugging your fucking film again?
Sorry. Yes. Yeah.
No, go for it.
Oh, you loved it. Appreciate
it. It was amazing. I showed it to my parents and they were like, holy shit.
Wow.
This looks awesome.
Great. Yeah. No, that, I will say that is the opening. Those are the opening shots.
Cool.
They'll be different in the final, but yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great shot.
Thank you, man.
You're going to be in the opening shot too?
Oh, no. Boo. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That first version, though.
What?
I just want everyone to know that Cody fucking Barn from H3 here daddied up.
Oh, yeah.
He gave me the dad speak.
Oh, yeah.
On the first version.
Yeah.
I'm like, being a little bitch.
Yeah, he shot it and then he sent it to me and I was like, dude, this, I didn't say it sucked, but I was like, what is the point
no,
of this?
I was being a little like meek about it. I was like, oh, I want to make a movie, you know?
Yeah, I was all like, I want to make a movie. I was like, no, own that shit, dog. You make better shit than anyone I've ever met.
Dang. Appreciate that, bro.
Just being a bitch.
Nah, whatever one I saw was good.
Thank you, man. Yeah. It was good because it just forced me. Because I think that's the whole reason I don't like post a lot of shit is when the fucking camera's pointed at me, I like seize up. I don't know why.
No, you don't.
No, in like a... If I'm just alone, it's easy if like my friends are there, if I'm like
a
character, but if it's just me in front of the camera, I'm just like,
hey. me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Cause you can't get over how stupid, you know, you look.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't.
Even like vlogging, like pointing the camera at you. It's the exact same shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's just like, it's stupid while you're doing it. The mm-hmm. only time it's not stupid is after when you see the footage, that's when it becomes normal.
Yep.
But while you're doing it, it's the most unnatural thing ever.
Yep.
Like you should never be talking just to a camera. Like, it's so fucking stupid.
And that's so noticeable when you see people around here, like, walking, holding this thing, like, way out.
I hate it. Yep. I hate it so much.
The gimbal thing.
I fucking hate it. Yeah.
I can't wait till, like vlogging, it becomes, like, a market that just keeps evolving. And then you're just going to see people walking around with, like, videographers and, like, shit on, like, three-axis gimbals. And, like, all right, let's reset on that. And
yeah, like a 360 camera, like, around their face.
It's going to be drones around them.
Drones just following them as they
fucking go in a studio.
What's up, guys?
We're here with the 14-angle vlog here, and we're going to get some fucking cookies. Let's do this. Fucking shot of the city, shot of you
walking.
I almost
died.
Oh, my God.
Dude, vlogs are so bad. Oh, they're the worst content on YouTube, I think. Besides the good vlogs. Yep. Besides the good vlogs. And we all know who the good vlogs are. But like, I follow a couple girls just because they're hot on YouTube.
Here we go.
And like, oh man, I don't want to fucking call them out right now, but it's just like gym vlog.
Yeah. What are you really doing?
I know what it looks like. Mm-hmm. I know what a gym looks like. I know what it looks like to go to a gym. I know what girls look like when they go to the gym. I know mm-hmm. what exercises you're, you know what I mean?
Yep.
What in your mind is like, this is content that people need to see? Dude. That's the problem with YouTube is people just put out boring shit all the time. And it's
I agree.
You got to make entertaining shit.
I agree. I think even like, you know, even when we would like vlog at work, there are totally times where like we do shit and we totally scrap it, but we dedicate like a lunch to like some goofy idea.
Yeah.
And then you cut it, you'd be like, eh.
Yeah.
I feel like you need to have that level of scrutiny when like you're making a vlog. Fucking, I saw someone's vlog, like a small channel, you know me, I just creep the internet. The hallmark to me of a terrible vlog is when the camera is pointed at someone and they're talking about what they're going to do and where they are.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a video. Just show it. You don't have to say anything. Everyone's like, so I'm in my car. We know that. You're sitting in it. And I'm going to go get coffee. Just cut to the coffee. Just show what the coffee looks like. That's fucking awesome. And then you're like, I'm in the city. The city is beautiful. Point your camera at it, you dummy. Put your fucking camera on it. We didn't click. That's the point of a fucking vlog, to use video. So when it's like 20 minutes of someone just like, yeah, and then I fucking this, and then I fucking that.
I'm about to go do this, and then we're going to go hang out with that. And it's like, well, I bet we're about to find out who you're going to hang out with. We're probably going to see it.
Yeah. They're going to come in the front.
Yeah.
So.
No, I agree. And not to say what, this is funny that we're like scrutinizing, because I feel like it's kind of vain.
Oh,
right?
Totally.
For people to be like, I'm interesting enough for me to like go get coffee and people will want to watch that. And we say that as we're recording a fucking podcast.
Yeah. Two cameras.
Which is the vainest thing ever. Two cameras pointed right at us.
Yeah.
Just having an hour long conversation about cookies. And we're like, people are going to want to watch this shit. This is the good shit.
So
I'm not talking
now
about gym vlogs.
Cookies.
Gym vlogs? No, thank you. Cookie podcasts? I'll take one, please. Yes, I'll listen to that all goddamn day.
So we're about to eat some cookies and then have some coffee and then we're going to drink some beer and we're going to cheer some more. We're here in Venice.
It's cheers, Marcus, cool. Not you.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
The apartment is beautiful.
The apartment's beautiful. I wish you could see it.
Cheers, guys. Good to see you.
Yeah. Always.
Yo, dude, my Uber's here. I'm actually going to get out of here.
Are you?
It's good to see you.
Damn it, bro.
Yeah, it's been a minute, but it's good to catch up.
We have to... I thought you were really leaving.
We were doing this fucking joke in San Diego. This our friend named Ben. We were on a boat, a yacht, like out on Lake Michigan, like having a great time.
Yeah.
And everyone's partying, everyone's having a great time. All of a sudden, he goes, "Yo, guys, my Uber's here. I got a jet." And every single person he did that to was like, "Oh no way!" And then we're like, "Wait, what?
An Uber?
We were in the middle of the fucking lake."
By the time you were thinking that, he was like gone. He turned around.
It's so good. So then, and this is like not even going to make sense at all. But then we just like, we started saying it back at the apartment, it totally ruined the joke, but it became so fucking funny because of how not funny it was.
Yeah.
And then we started dismissing each other. You're like, yo, you said you had to go, right? Like, isn't your Uber
here?
Oh,
that's great.
Oh, yeah.
It was so good. But we did this for 3 hours just laughing our ass off. So, anyways, guys, I got to bounce.
Yeah, probably
for the better. Yeah,
you guys got it from here, right?
Yeah, we got it. It's totally cool.
Should we talk about cryptocurrency a little bit? Because I just went in last week. I bought $400 worth of Litecoins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. LTC, baby.
You're like
LTC, right?
LTC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You made like a great call on Bitcoin, didn't you?
Yeah, I bought Bitcoin fucking 5 years ago. Did I say this last time we talked about cryptocurrency?
No.
So the last time we talked about it, when you were talking about all your miners and all that stuff, right? I was like, I think I have some. I used to have some. So I like tried to sign into my Coinbase account, couldn't get in because of like the 2-factor authentication, whatever. So I was like, whatever. I probably don't have any. Fuck it. I'm just not going to worry about it. And then fast forward like a week and a half. And I was like, wait, maybe I did two-factor authentication with my Google Voice number, not with my phone number.
Ah.
And so I tried it. It worked. I logged in and I had 0.7 Bitcoin, which I bought for $70, I'm pretty sure.
Perfect.
And now it's worth almost $3,000.
Yep.
Here, this camera starts recording.
Oh, can you smash that record on that one?
It's worth almost $3,000.
More than that today. It's like 3,300 today.
Yep. What?
Yeah.
It's up.
And
up.
because of the split, you got the other set of coins that you can't use for like a year or something like that. But that went up to like $600. Yeah. It's down a little bit now, but like you just made money out of nothing.
I'm skeptical about that one, but
yeah. Well,
no.
Bitcoin Cash or whatever.
Bitcoin Cash. Just remember that fucking Chinese mining organization.
What do you have against Chinese mining organizations?
I mean, it's the fucking CEO. Like, I could be wrong about this. I'm not totally educated on this, but I believe it's this CEO who was running a mining outfit, and he was trying to, like, the type of security he was going for, you know, it's like slower transaction times. It benefits miners.
Okay.
So I think he started Bitcoin Cash, and you know, it's like a little bit of I don't know, what was the phrase I'm looking for? Fucking conflict of interest.
Okay. Yeah, very self-serving.
Yeah, like he's mining, but he's also starting this own coin. And like people were saying, like the nodes for the coin were spun up on like AWS like 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Like, yeah, very, very sketchy stuff. Huh.
Jesus.
So, yeah.
Okay, so I'm glad I stuck with the fucking, with the real one.
I'm pissed when it hit 1900 a few weeks ago. I was going to reload, but I just like got busy.
Do you
busy.
Have some?
Yeah.
You do?
Alina and I have 0.4.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so good we went in a little bit, yeah.
When did you buy it?
We bought a little high, so we're not totally up, but we made some money.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know why I bought Litecoin. I was just like, it's the cheapest one, and they all have the same fucking graph. So I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe in like 2 years, that'll go up.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, if it goes up the same percentage, then I'm going to make 10 grand or whatever the fuck.
It will. My opinion on cryptocurrencies is like, no one really knows how this stuff works.
I know,
the people
right?
that make them that get it.
Yep.
And then everyone else from that point down to us is like speculating.
It's so funny. Like it's so like hot right now.
Yeah.
Like everyone, like we were in a coffee shop or whatever. And we were discussing like the fact that I had some Bitcoin that I bought 5 years ago that I first got into this shit. And this guy turns around, this guy like that looked like Blaze. Turned around, was wearing a tank top, sunglasses and a snapback. He turned around and he goes, "Yo, you talking about cryptocurrency?"
Oh fuck.
And I was like, yeah. And he was like, "Yo, that's the shit, dude. I've been reading all about that." And I was like, "Oh, God, I bet you have, bro."
Tell me.
Reading
more.
Some Wall Street Journal articles on Bitcoin.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah, it's like a digital thing, right? You can like
yep, that's it. Yep. That's it. You got it.
Yep. And that's not even like I know nothing about it. Yeah. This guy knows nothing about it because I know nothing.
I don't know anything about this.
This is what I'm saying. I'm just fucking buying the shit.
I've tried to dive. I think the big thing is the technology, the blockchain.
Yeah.
I think that
totally. Sure. Right, the blockchain. Yeah,
for sure. For sure.
I have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We all got some blockchains. Yeah.
Should I not do this? Am I being the fucking the guy right now?
No, well, go ahead.
Actually, well, yes and no. You see.
Everyone, that is every programmer ever.
Well, yes and no. Yes and no.
One or the other.
It's the perfect
both.
Way to answer any question.
Not
well,
both.
You know, it depends.
It depends.
They just repeat back what you said.
Yeah. So one approach is what you're talking about.
Everything you just said.
But what I would do is...
just fucking word vomit. And then by the end of it, you're like, all right.
My face hurts.
Really glad we could talk about how to change a color on this text, man. I really appreciate that.
When I was a kid and I would ask my dad for like... help with my math homework, he would show me like 16 different ways to do it, and that's exactly what it's like when you ask a programmer how to do something. Like, well, you could do it the easy way like you want to do, or an hour later.
There's actually three better options. I'll go through each and you can decide which is best.
And you find yourself for an hour just going like this, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
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 Cool.
Oh, no, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Blockchains. Right.
Yeah. It totally makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Cool.
You're still going. All right. Yeah. Hank. All right,
well,
yeah.
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
I guess you could do it like that, but you could also...
They just told you how to do it in Python, C++, yeah. C#.
Actually, here we're going to hop out of JavaScript into machine learning.
Like, oh, okay.
Get down to
why
the
am I
code.
Doing this in Go? Yeah.
Everyone who doesn't know what these are just like, what are they talking about? Yeah, no.
Here's how to do it in Scala.
It's just so everyone knows, there are niche languages in programming that if someone mentions them, you know you're in for some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like someone bringing up like, oh, dude, have you heard of this fucking, this like scientific version of ketamine? You're like, oh boy, here we go. You're about to get a lecture.
No, when you know it's coming on with programmers, it's like this Blaze dude, when he whipped around, it's like, dude, when it happens with the programmer, they do this.
Oh,
they like push their chair back, take their headphones off, and you're just like,
oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no.
Well,
actually.
And they haven't turned around yet. Actually.
Their fucking swivel chair. Well, actually. Oh, God.
I'm going to die. Holy shit. Everyone who didn't see that, Marcus just pretended to take his headphones off and push his chair back. That's the worst. You send a programmer a question on fucking Slack. Oh, my God. You send it to him on Slack, and you look over. You ever do that? I send the question, and I look at their reaction. I'm like, please, God, no. And the headphones come off. I'm like, shit.
Here we go.
It's like fucking.
Here we go.
If I could hear that Jaws music when a programmer's coming to my desk, like, bum, bum. Bum, 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 bum. Hey, I heard you had a question. Fuck.
You know what? Actually, all good. Just solved it. You're so just wrap it up.
Fuck me, right. We're just going to crash the whole thing. Don't worry about it.
Shipped it the way it was. So.
Just,
You could just hear, like, the deep trance, like, blasting from the...
Yo, what the fuck is it? Programmers, you ever typed in hacking music on YouTube?
Yeah,
that
it's
shit
just trance.
Kills me.
It's that, trance,
or just like weird, like fucking trip hop, like bass. It's just so fucking like, why? Who is doing that? It creeps me out.
Dude, song, I've coded to trance before.
I mean, trance is different. Trance like puts you in the zone because it's like fast.
Yeah, you're like, just writing code faster than you've ever written anything.
Do you listen to like to the anime trance where it has like the girl? It's like, like singing
like
hard,
yeah,
like
style,
hard style.
No, no.
Bam, 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 bam. I couldn't imagine that.
Dong, 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 dong.
I can't work to that stuff.
No,
I'm like not productive at all with that.
I can work to trance because it's no lyrics. Like it's just like,
oh yeah,
you know, you can like kind of like like just get a trance.
There you go.
Oh, man. Let's try these cookies.
Yeah, I was just about to say, are these up for grabs now?
Let's do it.
What is the fucking deal? I'm grabbing the biggest one. Let's see.
They warm?
Oh, my God. Oh, sweet Lord.
Whoever's listening to this on their morning commute is like, fuck you guys. I just brushed my teeth. This is the most... not texture I want to hear.
Mm. Everybody on a diet right now? Give it up. These are great.
Just end it. Buy these cookies. What are they? Double chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
Double chocolate. Sponsor us.
Yeah.
Double chocolate cookies.
I think I'm going to start. I think I'm going to get to start reading ads soon. I think.
That'd be dope.
How's it work? Do you pick things you're interested in or just ads come to you?
No, I think they got to sell. I think they got to sell ads.
Yeah.
They got to like pitch my podcast to the companies and be like, do you want this person to read your... ad, and then they're going to watch it and go, hell no.
Absolutely
not. Absolutely not. I'm just hoping to God MeUndies watches this. I'm wearing them right now, MeUndies. I'm wearing your fucking thing.
He is.
I'm doing an ad for you right now for free.
There's a brand manager looking at this like, said fucking, nope, that's a, yeah. I'm sorry.
All right, so you said fuck 478 times in this podcast.
Cannot send the underwear, the cookies. Wow. So you were my brand. <We know>. Yeah. So the blockchain.
No, you know what we should talk about? What the fuck are we going to do for our show?
Mm. Oh, yeah, our live show?
So we have a live show. Noelle and I have a live show coming up in September probably. We haven't actually set the date just yet because my agents are like, all right, we'll figure out what you want to do and we'll set the date.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to figure out what the fuck we're going to do. Should we brainstorm something?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking a live comedy set like with a theme.
Yeah.
I mean, like if there's a way we could like write material for this show... or something that maybe is like takes insanely chill and like makes it live.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because we could do a live podcast.
Mm-hmm.
People do that all the time. That could be interesting. Mm. But I think it would be better as like a show. Not where it's like sitting up there
bantering,
talking to each other. Like it's like something we plan out before, like where we like roast each other or something.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah.
Like maybe we have other comics on and then we each do a set.
Yeah.
And then we do like a combined set or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. That'd be
kind of cool, right?
Mm hmm. Wait, I have to... Wait, go ahead.
Well, what do you mean a combined set? Like, you both...
No, like, we're all up there, like...
Like Marcus, you're up there, too, with us?
Yeah. Yeah. I've always...
I don't know about that.
I've always said I wanted fucking for, like, Marcus's birthday, I want to just put a blindfold on him and some noise-canceling headphones, and then just put a piece of paper in his hand and deposit him at, like, the comedy store in the main room at, like, 7 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
I would shit myself.
And then just run up and pull off the headphones, undo the bandana, and then just run back. And he's just standing all the way at the front. He's like, oh, shit.
how do you guys feel about black people? Oh, no. Just like the most uncomfortable set. Period.
Dude, I went on Saturday, and like the opener, it was just rough. Like, I guess her job was just to like warm up the crowd and get everybody like drinking and talking or whatever. And it was like, she was sticking to her set, but was kind of bombing. And like,
was she bombing?
It wasn't hitting too hard, but like, I feel like most people that would like deviate them a little bit from what they were doing, but she was just powering right through, got to the end, and got the next person on.
You have no choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're up there, you have no choice but to keep going.
Well, if you're doing
it's the only option.
If you're doing a cold open, like, in my opinion, cold open, you got to do like 5 minutes of crowd work. Like, you have to make everyone feel insecure or like get them to open up.
Yeah.
Because when the crowd's cold, like, they feel like they can judge you. Mm-hmm. So you got to make them feel like, hey, your fucking haircut sucks. You fucking wore that stupid ass t-shirt. You're not getting fucking laid tonight. Everyone's like, oh, damn it. And then they have to laugh at themselves.
He's right.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Then you can talk about you. Yeah. We talked about it. That last show I did was like that. I got up there at a cold open because our host didn't show up.
Oh, oof. Was it bad?
Dude. Wait, I thought we talked about this.
On the podcast, or not, like in real life, not in the podcast.
Oh, not on the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't think so. What happened?
Basically, there's like this back row of like these hicks from like Victorville, which is like, you know, a desert city, everyone, if you're not from California.
Okay.
And then, so it was like a bunch of people came to support someone in the show. But I got up there and like, I brought a few people, but no one knew who the fuck I was. So they're just like, So I started doing material and it like wasn't hitting. So I just turned and just started like pretty much like roasting everybody. And like, that's the only way I got them laughing.
Really?
Yeah. Like some lady, I said something about men. She was like, I don't need one. And I was like, oh, you hear that? And then I was like, how do you really feel? Like, let's talk about it. And then she said something. She's like, you want to find out? I was like, nah, I'm good. I don't need crazy. And everyone starts giggling. I'm like, if anyone wants to put their dick in crazy tonight, it's right there. It's looking right at you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, people went for it. It was pretty funny.
Damn.
So, some of the comics were like saying some like really racist stuff to people.
Of course.
And like, I was just waiting for somebody to like stand up and like get on stage and knock him out or something.
Really?
He was...
Who?
Can I like say what he said? Is that like biting people's content?
Oh, smash that. Smash that leg.
I mean, no, you can. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
He was making a lot of jokes about Mexicans very specifically. And like, he picked out three people and like, they were the only people that raised their hands when he said they were Mexican. And he just drove on them for a second. Yeah. And I was like, what are you doing, dude?
You got to spread it around the room. I don't know. It's tough, dude.
You gotta spread the racism around the room.
Yeah, you gotta spread the racism around the room. You gotta hurt everybody. You can't just.
It's a way to do it.
You gotta make it fair.
Crowd work. I don't know how people do fucking crowd work, man.
It's
tough, but I think you just do it a few times and then like you just. And I also think like if you have like a set. No, the true crowd work is like being able to actually like make jokes on what they say.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Because I've been thinking like I've been thinking of like a few like. I guess like canned responses that like no matter what they say, I have a funny follow up.
Yeah, of
like,
course.
Right.
Uh huh.
But a person that's like Crystal Lee that's able to just get up there and just like riff off what they're saying.
Yep.
It's like that's like actual crowd work.
Yep. Or like you know what to me is like as a comedian when I see I even hesitate to say that, but like when I see comedians like doing crowd work and then I can tell they're setting up to weave that crowd work into their material, I feel like. When you're like, when you've performed comedy on stage and you can see it happening, that to me on my inside, I'm always like, oh God, man, don't do it. It's like, oh yeah, you're fat. Let me tell you about being fat. It's like, that was so not natural.
Except you're the only person that could tell probably.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Anyway.
Did we hit focus on this camera before we started?
Maybe.
Oh my God.
You want me to check?
No, it's fine. It's just like, this is what I mean. I'm just so bad at this fucking producing shit.
It's all right.
It's this one camera is going to be so clear. The other one's going to be super blurry.
This is the bleary-eyed edition.
Yeah.
Exactly. Saturday morning.
That's what, Saturday weekend morning. Edition, baby. Yeah. We're all a little bit hungover. I am, at least.
Cheers.
A tiny bit. No, I'm not doing you.
All right, guys. My Uber's here. I got to go.
Cheers, man. It's good seeing you.
Really good to see you, dude.
Good seeing you.
All right, cool. See ya.
This was supposed to be my first beer in 6 days, and I detoxed when I was in Whitefish.
Wow. Yeah,
straight up. Didn't have anything.
What was that like?
What was the first few days like?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, really?
Wonderful.
No shakes?
No shakes. I don't drink that much. It's just, you know, coming off a big weekend.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a flu, and it's just like a little bit stressful going back to fucking LAX because it's the worst goddamn airport.
It really is.
On Earth.
Yeah,
it
sucks.
It really fucking is.
Yeah. Start to finish.
It fucking blows.
I've flown into LAX so much in the past like 2 months. Mm-hmm. I keep seeing the same shit, the same problems happen over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
We landed yesterday. The flight was kind of fine, but we landed. We taxied forever to get to Terminal 6 because it's so far away. The guy couldn't work the jet bridge again. The same shit happened on my flight from Barcelona a month and a half ago. We're just sitting on the flight, and we're like, why isn't anyone getting off? And they're like, sorry, we can't open the door. There's no one to drive the jet bridge. I'm like, just get a jet bridge guy. Just get a guy to do the jet bridge. Why isn't there a jet bridge guy? You should have a jet bridge guy at every fucking gate. There shouldn't be a shared jet bridge guy that just fucking, hey, where's the jet bridge guy? Where's...
This is the whitest you've ever sounded.
It's fucking annoying, man. When I land, I want to get off the damn plane.
You speak to your jet bridge manager.
Yeah. How do you not have a jet bridge guy? Sorry, fucking short on jet bridge guys. Yeah. He's driving the jet bridge over the other thing.
No, it's true.
Every jet bridge should have a fucking guy.
You know what LAX is like? It's like going to fucking Walmart. 3 employees to run the entire fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always something. You know what was fucking dumb when Alina and I came back from Thailand? We landed early. 30 minutes early, we're like, fuck yeah, we're early, this is great, we're going to enjoy the day. They're like, the international terminals don't open till 11. Sorry. We just had to wait for people to clock in.
What?
It was like Saturday morning, like...
Fuck that, dude.
You guys should be starting at 9. What do you do? You just sit there, you check papers. Like, why? What do you need that extra fucking sleep for?
It's so annoying.
Landing early is actually never a good thing.
No, it's not.
You always just end up sitting there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're figuring out where the jet bridge dude is.
Yeah. Like, I'd honestly rather be in the air than just sitting, like, so close to the airport. Yeah. I can fucking taste it. I'm just gonna taste freedom. Yeah. I'm there. I can see it. But there's nobody to drive the fucking jet bridge.
Did you hear what happened? I forget what airport it was, but airlines like stayed too long on the runway and like one lost power and it was like super hot inside and they called like passengers called 911 to bring it to the air, the plane. And that's how they got off because it was like an emergency and they like opened the doors and got them off.
Wow.
So just next time call 911 on yourself.
I'm going to do that. Next time they don't have a fucking jet bridge guy at LAX, I'm calling 911.
They're like, oh shit, someone's stuck in an airplane. Yeah. We got to get him. Go.
911, what's your emergency?
I'm in an airplane.
I'm in LAX and there's no jet bridge guy. And they're like, sir, we get this a lot. We're dispatching fire trucks now.
All you have to say is we're at LAX.
We will get you off that plane, sir. I'm at LAX. We're dispatching police.
We're on our way. Send 45,000 units over to LAX. We got a call.
45 choppers.
Let them out of the plane, you fucking assholes.
Why don't you have a jet bridge guy?
Everyone at LAX is like, you'll never take them.
It's gotta be easy to drive a jet bridge. Just fucking drive it.
Have you seen the controls? It's one joystick.
Yeah, it's one fucking thing. Put it at the plane. Open the fucking door.
Just try
it. Let me get off.
Use your intuition. Try it.
All the controls.
Somebody.
All the controls at a fucking at airports, like for anything, just looks like an arcade.
Yeah. It's a joystick and two buttons.
Fucking left down, right up, strong punch, strong kick, get it the fuck in there.
There's a quarter slot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, another thing is, it's funny, like, the balance between, like, what TSA, it's like, is it a customer service job or is it not? I know their job is to keep us safe, but they're also, like, client facing. Like, you have to, like, some people are, like, I couldn't fucking believe it. I went through on the way to Kalispell or whatever, no line for security. So I was like, sick. Well, there was like 4 security like lines or whatever. Very short lines for each of them. I got in the third one and I was like, just praying that this would be the right one. You know, the other ones had like babies in them and shit.
Yep.
So I was like, all right, this one is like single people. I'm going to go in this one. Me and this guy, we were the last ones to go through. They closed it behind us. And then basically the guy checking my bag saw something in my bag that he wanted to check. So he like dispatched my bag into bag check or whatever. And then they closed the lane and everyone left. So I'm standing there for 20 minutes. Me and this guy are standing there like, can we get someone to check our bag? And this guy's like, sir, we are trying our best. And then I'm like, okay, fine. So we wait for another 5 minutes. And we're like, yo, we've been waiting here for 20 minutes. Like, someone needs to come check our bags. He's like, fine, I'll fucking do it. And I'm like, okay, so that's trying your best.
Yeah.
Before, you were not trying your best. If you could just do it, you should have just fucking done it. What do you mean trying your fucking best? No, you're not.
There's always one that's like managing them, like pacing around with his hands behind his back, just repeating the rules.
Yeah.
Record it one time, play it, Yep. You're done.
And he's such an asshole about it. Shoes off!
I just clipped the shit out of him.
Yeah, hands behind his back. Shoes off, everybody!
It's like, I know, dude. Everyone here has been on an airplane before. We know how to fucking do this.
Then he goes to,
is there water in your bag?
He goes to every single person.
Why would there be water in my bag? If I had water, it would be in my hand. I'd be drinking it.
You can take your laptop, or you can leave your laptop in on pre-check. Yep. That's why I got it. That's why I got it. That was the only reason I got it.
Any liquids or gels? Yep, not taking them out because you never ever catch those things. Like, doesn't matter.
So what was in your bag? Did your heart like sink?
It's my fucking microphone.
Oh my God.
My big ass microphone that I used to do my like individual one, my blue mic. Yeah. I take that now. I travel with it, so I'd like in case I want to do a podcast or whatever, a video. And I'm not doing that anymore because every single time they see it and they take it out and they're like, "What's this? A giant dildo?
Oh, it's a bomb.
What did they do?
Yeah, the guy's like,
You can get back.
He was like, "What's this thing? Do you have a podcast or something?" And I was like,
Yeah.
What if he was just a fan? He set your bad back.
He looks around. He's like,
I'm not going to lie. I pulled you over here. Huge fan. My name's Darren. How you doing?
Fuck you. Let me just go about my day.
He's like, okay. I will. We do an episode right now. That's my deal to you. Right now. Right here. Right now. Like, are you fucking serious?
I had that happen one time in customs.
No way.
I swear to God, I pull up. I show the guy my passport and my, this is to get back into the States. For me, it's fucking hard to get back in the States every time. Every time they look at my visa and they go, oh, cause I have it's called an extraordinary person visa. It's the visa you get for like acting and entertainment.
That's not the correct title.
Not accurate at all. Not accurate at all. But every time I come through, they look at it and they go, oh, so what do you do? And they ask me all these questions because it's like, if you get stamped once, then I'm good, right? Just let me through.
You would think.
You would think, but every time it's a fucking nightmare. This one time I'm going back and I'm going through customs and the guy's like, wait a minute. Is your dad Greg?
What?
And I was like, yeah. He's like, what? I'm living in your house right now.
What?
I was like, dog, what's good? What's really good? Say, what? What did you just say? He's like, yeah, man, I'm living. At the time, we were selling my old house that I'd grown up in. We were selling it. And my parents had moved to a new place. This was like only a couple years ago. So I've been, you know, away from home forever. And he was like, yeah. And so basically my parents couldn't sell my old house. So they just started renting it out.
Got it.
And the U.S. Customs, basically they'll fly people because the U.S. Customs in Calgary is in Calgary. So they'll just like contract U.S. border agents to work in Calgary for like months at a time.
Got it.
And they'll just rent out houses for them.
Huh.
He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm living in your house right now. I was like, that's crazy. He's like, yeah, my son's playing with your Xbox. I was like, tell your son.
Get the fuck away
from my Xbox.
Back.
Yeah. I'm living in your house right now. Mom? Dad? Mom? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What's going on?
Get that fucking kid away from my Xbox. How about that?
Yeah. I was like, dude, this is cool and all, and it's like a crazy coincidence. Just can you let me into the States, please? Because even though this is a funny conversation, you're still a border agent. I just want to get into the country.
Get the fuck out of here.
Just want to get into the country, and I'm about to miss my flight. So why don't we just make that happen,
dude?
Flying just fucking sucks, man. I'm just ready to be done flying.
Private.
I know.
Private.
We got to get rich enough to fly private.
Yeah,
it's the only way.
You know, you can take those private jets to Vegas for like $200.
Yeah,
those are pretty. Those seem pretty dope.
JetX,
you just walk
whatever.
Right up.
Yep.
They weigh your bag. That's all they do. Make sure you're not too heavy. Like. Bring the plane down or something.
Dude, one of the companies, I was at one of the like launch breakfasts or something, and they were like, we'll have you in Vegas before you get on the plane at LAX.
Wow.
And we did. They took us up. You just drive straight into the parking lot. You park your car, get off, you get straight onto the jet, and you just go.
That's
10 minutes later.
That's what it should be.
And then they have like beautiful service on board.
Really?
Oh my God.
Champagne.
Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't think they did anything.
Yeah. Champagne.
The thing, dude.
I think we do that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Vegas Labor Day weekend and let's do that.
It's worth it to me, yeah.
Anyways, donate to my Patreon, please.
Noel's fund me.
Yeah, donate to my film, please. GoFundMe.com/Suki-film.
I'm gonna set something up. Cody's going to throw it in the description.
Yeah, Marcus, you going to make
that,
something?
Smash that record. Bang.
Dude, why does your camera turn off every 5 fucking seconds?
Because it's from fucking, it's like 8 years old.
True. Okay, so what are we going to do when North Korea shoots a missile at us? That's what I've written down.
Okay, well, I mean, I've already gone into this at length. But
okay, what?
Have you?
Yeah. For what? And where?
That fucking video I did. That one just went right under the radar.
Okay.
I did like
wait, the video that you did and deleted?
No. I posted one called World War Meme.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know, dude. I think the best they're going to do is hit Alaska.
You think so?
No, yeah. They're coming for us. They've said they're coming for us.
L.A.?
Yeah.
Wow. We just said, wow, that was fucking jinx.
Jinx. You owe me a soda.
Like, coffee. Why would they, if they could, why would they hit Alaska just to do it? Like, this is where everyone on the West Coast is. Los Angeles.
I mean, yeah, that'd be a good way to commit terror, you know. Fear us. But
yeah, I think we got to have the technology to shoot that shit down.
I mean, we do, but it's never been tested.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
We've never had to shoot anything down.
Yeah. Were you guys here when that big, like, intercontinental missile was flying up and down the coast?
Yep. And it was just like,
people were like, do we have the technology? Because it was just up there forever.
wait, when was this?
The Navy said, like, immediately, like, this is not us testing. And then they amended it and said, like, we were testing an intercontinental missile.
Yeah,
this was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, they're testing like an ICBM or something.
Look up pictures of it. It looks like Halley's Comet or something, just like going through the sky, but it's moving.
Yeah, it's huge.
And it's like, it's crazy. Yep. So that's what it would be coming at us, this crazy big white thing in the sky.
Oh, I hope to God that doesn't happen.
I mean, you can, if it happens, I mean, you just got to cross your fingers.
You just got to cross your fingers that it doesn't happen? Or
that when it hits, like, the radius doesn't get to you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hoping they target downtown.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of big buildings.
No, it's
there.
Like a nuclear bomb. Incinerate all of fucking the West Coast?
No, it's not like a 20-mile fucking fallout and shit.
Okay.
I think it would get all of us. That's the whole point, right? Wouldn't it, like, cover L.A.?
No, it wouldn't hit all of L.A.
They blow it up in the air. It doesn't hit the ground, and it, like, covers.
Oh yeah, that's right. No, yeah, it hits. It can hit, like, up to 20 individual targets. So, yeah, probably take us all
out. Why would they do that?
Why are they working on it?
We got no beef with North Korea, man.
I mean,
what's his face? Dennis Rodman went over there and made everything good.
No.
Didn't he go over there and just fix everything?
No. He played some basketball and then came back. Because
they love basketball. Dude, have you ever looked at, like, North Korean, like, folk tales? They're hilarious.
No.
They talk about, like, Kim Il-sung, like, the original, like, dad, like, being in the NBA and, like, dunking on, like, over a gold bird and, like, weird shit like that. It's super funny. But it's a pissing contest. Like, each leader has to prove that he's about it more and more.
About it?
Yeah.
That he's really about that life?
He's really about that life. So, like, the first two, like, they set up the dictatorship. They starved people. They're like, oh, man, this motherfucker's ruthless. And they got to the kid. And they're like, ah, you know, you guys have been saying you're going to blow some shit up for 20 years. When's it going to happen? So he's like, all right, bring out that ICBM. We're going to fuck some shit up. So, like,
I'm really about that life.
I'm worried about his son. His son is going to be like, all right, nuke, I guess. Like, he'll do it against his will. He'll be shitting crying.
Well, okay, World War III. Yep. Let's make it happen.
Do it. Yeah. I don't know, man. But here's the thing.
I don't think you're really about that life.
I am.
Where the another boom, nukes. There we go. Look at that. Who's not about that life now?
It all depends on where they get that technology. Because I think they buy, like, old Russian missiles and, like, so all their shit looks like it's from fucking 1970. So they might have an ICBM, but there's no telling that halfway through, like, the screws start coming out. There's probably a guy riding it, making sure it's going to come all the way there. Just like a saddle and a fucking oxygen tank. Like,
I just figure, like, airplane goggles.
Yeah, with a scarf.
just riding it, like...
It's falling apart.
Like, so cold. he's wearing, like, a, you know, like, the do-raggy, like, airplane hats. Yeah. Just flapping
leather.
Back here. Yeah, leather. Yeah.
Freezing fucking cold.
It's falling apart.
The
bags, nuts and bolts are just popping out.
Put them back in.
Start to hammer that shit. Some fucking Wile E. Coyote operation. Oh my God, dude. That's totally what it's going to be. It's like, it's not going to be this.
How?
It's not going to be this polished first world fucking beautiful. Like those Moabs I was tweeting about back. Oh my God, dude. West Coast Customs got on those fucking things. The fucking candy paint on those shits were clean. You put those colors on a Cadillac, you're going to win a fucking car show.
That shit looked like Post Malone's car.
Yeah, I know. It looks so fire.
Holy shit. What if they do that for Kim Jong-un? They're like, they come in, they show the missile, and like, but wait, check this out.
Right. And we heard you like basketball. So we added a basketball court inside the Moab.
No way. Pimp my Moab? Holy shit. What fucking they bring back?
Is it like this? A fish tank?
They do the before and after. You know, at the end when they do the before and after, he's like standing next to his piece of junk, and he's just like,
"We about to blow up the West Coast with this shit."
Blow up West Coast.
It is your man X to the Z, and today we pimping out the Moab for goddamn Kim Jong Un. We heard you want to send this shit over the water, so we put a fucking life raft in the middle of it, so you can sit in the life raft while you watch it go over to fucking hit LA.
We heard you send this intercontinental. We put a surfboard right on it.
We put a surf wave machine in it, so you can surf while you surfing. I don't even.
I'm losing it. Holy crap.
Dude.
Oh my god.
Candy painted Moab, bro.
Holy fucking
this
shit.
This shits were fire, man. The orange on the US one was dope.
I didn't see it.
They had one that was orange and one that was green.
Damn.
Did you just take a whole cookie left?
I just took a crumb.
Cuz he knows.
I'm like, "Oh, you're taking that."
Watch the eyes. Rude.
Watch the eyes. Watch the eyes.
It's like, you know that last you know that last, like when you're eating dinner and you get like an appetizer and you know there's four people and it comes with three. Or maybe actually no. There's four people and it comes with five.
Yes.
So everyone gets one. There's that last one. And everyone's like, no, with their eyes, you know, you did. No, that's fine. Everyone's like staring at it. You can tell everyone fucking wants it. And then one person has the balls just to be like, and just stick it in their mouth. And the other people are like, fuck, fuck, man. I should have done that. Yeah. I should have had the balls to clap
not,
the last one.
Not splitting the check.
This is fucking comedian. I'm still laughing from that shit. his name's fucking PK Comedy. He talks about how in Asian culture, like, that's a problem. Like, they can never get a bill paid because it's always like, no, I'll pay. Or, like, with food, it'll never get finished because they keep splitting it and sharing it. And it gets down to this last piece that cannot be split, so no one wants to be rude. He's like, Americans are fucking shitty because you're like, you know, we do the same custom. Like, no, you have it. And Americans go, okay. And they just fucking take it. I was like, yeah, sounds about right.
It's so true.
Dude.
So when are we getting in the studio?
Fuck, I really want to get
this
one.
Week. Let's do it.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah, just boom, lock up a studio.
Oh, new song? Or
yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like an office.
No, studio. When are we getting in the booth?
Yeah, let's get in the studio this week.
Yeah.
What do you guys have planned? What's next?
You know what I was thinking?
You should leak a track list.
Track list?
Just leak
it.
For like 10 songs that don't exist. Yeah.
Number one, Queef. That's the first song on the track list.
We finna queef, yeah.
Do some interludes. Can I do the interludes with you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do the skit. Like, you know, we'll have skits.
Yeah.
We'll have skits. The shit that nobody listens to on an album.
Bro, I miss those, though.
Why?
They were great.
There are some skits, dude, that, like, there's one fucking, you ever heard of a group called Helter Skelter? Probably not.
No.
East Coast rap group, whatever. They got this dude, Sean Price, and this other dude named Rock. They got a sketch where they're talking about a Snickers bar. It's just like, yo, don't never eat a Snickers bar, B. That shit look like my dick, God. I don't never, ever want to see you eating a Snickers bar, son. And they're just talking about how they don't want to see the homies eat a Snickers bar. Dude, that shit, the first time I hit it, I was rolling. That is like, it's just like a stand-up bit right in the middle of this fucking album. I was crying. And I never ate a Snickers bar after that.
They're great. They're great. It splits up the songs. Yeah. It's something hilarious, usually.
Yeah. It's not, though. Doesn't the new like Logic album have a bunch of fucking skits in it? No, what's the one that has a bunch of skits in it that came out recently? Rap album. Ah, forget. It's just shitty. Like, ruins the flow. You just gotta
They have to be good.
Yeah, they're just like, they're never good.
They can't just be like, you know, I'm in the studio talking on the phone. Like, there has to be some. They basically need a comedy writer.
Yeah.
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 Which we are not. So
doesn't Drake just do like his
voicemails? Which we are not. So we will have no skits
on that. Yeah, we have no skits on that.
Do you listen to the booty tape?
No.
It's good.
Okay.
It's really funny.
I listen to some of that.
Okay.
It's good.
All right.
It's just like, he's funny.
Is that
Ugly God?
Ugly Guy?
Yeah,
or Ugly
he's
God?
Just fucking funny.
No, I wanted to peep it.
But yeah, he's just a funny dude. Like, all of his raps are like just ridiculous and funny.
I kind of like that right now, that rappers are like, more of them are showing like their sense of humor.
Yeah.
Because it used to be like select rappers are known to be funny. But now, like, a lot of them, like, I think that's what's dope. Like, not all rappers take themselves too seriously.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we should just like, yeah. We need casual comedy rap. I think that's what we should
yeah.
do.
Yeah. And it's like, all the tags we get on Twitter, like, yeah, hey, hey, I'm not freestyling.
It's a beat.
Hey.
I'm not freestyling either.
Yeah.
I added a little 808.
Okay. Yeah.
It doesn't have a kick drum right now, but.
Show me your booty cheeks now.
Freestyle a little bit.
No, it ain't happening.
What?
No.
Hey. Get it.
Got it.
Hey. Hey.
In the kitchen, yeah.
I'm really sad. I think I'm not going to make it, and I'm very sad about life.
Well, I got dark.
Oh, man, dude. Wait. I was thinking on the way over here, this could be funny or it could be really bad, but we should try it. Fucking Marcus is like the best, I think, programmer out of all of us right now. I was thinking Marcus should conjure up like a funny ass code test. And then we take it, and obviously we're gonna fucking suck.
Right now?
No, not right now. Okay, just okay. Like as a bit.
It's and then funny.
So Marcus, but the questions and the problems kinda have to be funny. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, how would you blur your own dick pic? Something like that. Like just something real tough or you know, whatever. And I thought that this could be really funny.
I can put it together, yeah.
Yeah. Either that or we do the thing we always talked about doing, setting a timer for an hour. Like either get super drunk or super high or whatever, and then just try to make an app. In an
oh
hour.
Yeah, that and film the whole thing.
Yeah,
I still want to do
just
that.
Fucking fail miserably.
Yeah, just do it so bad.
Yeah. What we need to
we
do,
we can do it like an episode of the podcast or something where we do
yeah,
that.
Just.
No, well, we need to do that, but we also need to have the asides where like one person steps out of the room and the camera's on it, and we like cross-eyed like explain like our like overarching motive for the app or something. And we all really right. Think this is gonna bring the world.
All right, so I really think this is gonna fix the issue of like needing to pee with one hand. So this is how it's gonna work. Basically, you're gonna put the phone down. It's gonna give you a target that you can pee into in the urinal. It's gonna be really awesome.
Just entrepreneur, drunk entrepreneurship.
I love that.
We gotta oh, now your other camera stopped. This is just like the jankiest fucking yep. Operation ever.
It's bootleg.
You seen this motherfucker on YouTube that like does the longest videos ever? Like he'll like read every word in the dictionary. And,
yeah.
Like, he'll, like
yeah.
He does a shit ton of them.
Yeah.
He watched It's Every Day, Bro for like 18 hours or something. It was insane. And filmed the whole thing. Watched it over and over and over again.
How many people watch this stuff?
Dude.
He gets like millions of views.
What?
Yeah.
His ad rev must be insane.
I know. He just puts 4,000 ads for the whole thing.
He just fucking went to like the highest degree. He's like, oh, you guys want watch time? Here we go.
yeah.
What's up, guys? I'm going to be peeing for 23 days.
How that I would watch that. That's yeah. Impressive. I would pee
I'd
for
skip
23 days.
I'd skip through that. Maybe it's gonna. Maybe something different will happen. I don't know.
He does that shit. It's insane. Like it's just. He's the kid who like fucking mental torture.
He counted to like a million or whatever,
yes,
right?
That kid.
Oh my god. When did YouTube do that? They upped their like time limit. That was like a couple years ago, right?
I think mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
Because then all the
put like infinite videos on there. It's crazy.
Wait, have you ever, dude? Maybe this is just me. When I was a kid, you know, when I was like learning about numbers and they tell me about numbers like a million or 100,000. And like, I'm like, has anyone ever counted to this before? Like who was the first person to get there? You know what I'm saying? Like who was that?
And then it's like an on the spectrum thought.
Oh, totally.
A little
yeah,
bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm completely there.
Yeah. But how do you know this number's not real?
Yeah. Yeah.
If no one's ever counted to
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And then is it really there?
Is it really there? Is it really not? Then I always had this weird like fantasy of calculating how much time it would take to count to that number. I'm like, well, if I went like this rate. So the fact that I saw someone do it, I'm like, thank you. It like satisfied a part of my childhood. I'm like, finally someone did it.
Wow. It's a big exhale.
Yeah, just
thank fucking God.
You watched the whole
yeah,
thing.
I'm like, oh
Lord.
Oh, that was such a weight off my back. plagued me while I was growing up. Why has no one counted to 10 million?
Yeah.
Someone's got to do it.
But 10 million
who's going to do the what?
Who's going to do the what here? This can't just be a number that we've never tested before. How do we know?
Oh. Yeah.
My fucking face hurts. Maybe we have to wrap this up. My face hurts from laughing.
Yeah, I've been chuckling.
What are we at?
We're only at an hour.
Oh, let's rock another five.
Yeah, you want to rock another five? Another what are we going to talk about?
I don't know, man. Do it. Just keep going.
We could talk about...
What do you got
you know what I was watching the other day?
Love Island.
I sent... No, yes. No, no, actually. I fucking finished. I like just... I'm like done with that show.
Ah.
I watched half the season. Someone ruined it for me, and now I have no desire to continue.
Interesting. Wait, can I tell you something that's been ruined for me?
Nah.
Okay.
It's happening.
It's happening right now. It's happening.
Cheers. I'm just fucking around.
Yeah, my Uber's here. Don't worry about it. No, I can't get this. Cheers. My Uber's here.
Yeah, you guys, I got a jet. It's been real. Yeah.
Good to see you, dude.
For sure.
Super real.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
Gosh, damn.
For that. God, fuck. I just got rejected. No, anyway, sorry.
Video games, bro.
Why?
What?
Completely ruined.
Yeah, fucking right.
No, I swear.
Oh, yeah.
Swear.
Oh,
swear.
Really?
No, swear.
Really?
Swear. On everything.
Really?
On everything.
I go over to your house. If I show up at your house, tonight at midnight.
Nope.
I can guarantee you, you're going to be faded as fuck.
No.
Playing Overwatch.
No.
You know what Noel does is he'll play Overwatch too
fucking
much for
T-Rex
for one day. He'll delete it from his PlayStation so that if he wants to play it again, he has to re-down the whole thing and all the updates, and then he can play it. So it,
yes.
He inevitably ends up doing it every day, and it just takes three hours longer. God.
No. So what's terrible is they open up the pipe when you download the app. So it's like a 10 gig, whatever. So my downspeed on my internet is amazing.
Okay.
So I'll be cutting a video, and I'm like, okay, I'll just download it in the background. It's, you know, whatever. I'll play it when it's done. And it'll be like, bing, done. I'm like, well, see, that was supposed to happen an hour from now. Now I have to fucking play. But I swear to God, it's been
Why
ruined
has it been ruined?
Why?
Here, it described. Do you want another cerveza?
I do.
Okay, good. You want a cerveza?
Huh?
You want a cerveza?
What's that?
Donde?
Is that?
Donde?
No.
In the fridge. You don't want
any? No.
Cheers,
no.
Bro.
No, sir.
Muchas gracias.
For sure, yeah. He didn't just cheers me.
How is it ruined for you? That's such a sweeping thing to say about video games.
Okay. So I played all the fucking rage-inducing formats of video games.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like, it was like a couple days ago, I was playing and I was getting really fucking frustrated. I'm like, why do I play this? Like, why do you do something to get angry? And I just, it just turned me off from it, like, permanently.
That, like, inevitably happens when you're playing multiplayer online, because there's always a level you just can't get past.
Yeah.
There's always somebody who takes it so seriously that they're way better.
Yep. Well, and I was telling Cody about this, like, I can't really flesh a fucking full premise over this, but it's just, like, to be playing that and then have a 13-year-old, like, yelling at me, like, trying to manage what I'm doing, I'm like, I'm a fucking grown person. I don't need this shit. So, like, I mute him.
Yeah, I have a podcast. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm a grown man. I have a podcast.
I don't even have a podcast. I go on one. I'm a YouTuber. You do not need to yell at me this way. Thank you very much. Skinny Penis Vine,
cheers,
you're
cheers,
welcome.
Bro.
I think we're getting too old for video games. I'll say
we're
it.
We're definitely too
I'll
old
say
for
it.
Video
We've
games.
Been too
we
old.
Just were talking about getting a Nintendo Switch.
That's different, though.
That was that fucking different. That's way more juvenile.
No,
what, so we can play Zelda?
Well, I mean,
how was that?
I was thinking
that,
like Mario Kart shit like that. That's casual
okay,
shit,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what we were at the other day, like pre-gaming or something, and we were like, God, I wish we had fucking Mario Party.
Yeah.
Did you?
No, we didn't. Like on GameCube, Mario Party.
Oh hell
so
yeah!
It was the best, like, social setting game where you can just fucking sit down,
that game
play
rocks.
With like five people, drink a beer. So much fun.
Yo.
So much fucking fun.
I saw this video on Reddit. I was fucking crying. It was a bunch of dudes playing Mario Party, and the title of the video is "What Are the Odds?" So it's like all these dudes in a room, and you hear some guy like, okay, fucking, you need 10. You need to hit a 10. It's the last turn of the game. Dude hits a 10. Everyone's like, oh! He lands on like this... it's like a fucking one of those mini games where it could like totally change the outcome of the game. So he lands on it. Then you get to the thing, and one of the rare options is like it'll reverse two people's positions, so it'll like swap all the stars, all the coins, whatever.
Oh yeah.
So it was like this dude right before all that was happening, he was like, "There's literally no way I can lose." So he lands on the space. Then everyone's like, "Reversal, reversal!" He hits it. The whole fucking room is just like, "Ah!" I could hear the guy who said, "There's no way I could lose." I could just hear him dying inside. He didn't say a word. He's just like, "Oh my fucking God. Oh my fucking God."
It was the best game, man.
Yeah. That game is super fun. It ruined everyone's controller.
Just like, the fucking...
Like after that, you're just like, your joystick just kind of like limp on the side.
It's like a broken dick.
Yeah,
just like,
fucking... Bing. Yeah. Fucking, you need fucking Viagra for your controller? Here, just feed it. He'll be up in a second.
you guys hear that they're doing an N64 classic? There's rumors, but
no,
they're going to do an
N64
classic.
I did hear that, yeah.
That's going to be great.
Buy the fuck out of that.
This is all Nintendo needed to do.
Instant buy. Yeah. Instant
so
purchase.
Easy.
100%.
Yep.
Are we going to get Zelda when we get the Switch?
I think you have to, right? Yeah. What else is there for that
I don't
console?
Know. I don't know. Yeah, there better be more shit, though. I'm kind of stoked on it. I was watching, like, when it first came out, I was watching videos and shit, and it felt like I was a child again.
Everyone says it's dope.
Really?
Like, all kinds of people are like, the Switch is fire.
Really?
Yeah, all That's kinds great. Of people.
Fuck.
Yeah, gamers, non-gamers.
That's dope.
So.
Yo, let's talk about the fucking trailer you made.
Okay.
The last time you were on the podcast, you were like, "I'm going to cut a trailer, a horror trailer." Did you see it?
No.
Oh, it's so good, Paul. Dude. He was like, "I'm going to go through all the Team 10 vlog footage and cut together like a horror trailer." And everyone, like, all the comments, everyone, like, tweeting Noel, like, do it, you have to do it, And then you fucking did it.
Did you post it?
Yeah, it's so good.
Can I see it right now?
It's so good. It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, God. We can play right
now.
You
hear that? It's North Korea right there.
Let's watch it after because we can't like do the fucking video or whatever. But you guys watch that. People who are listening, go back and go to Noel's channel. It's on his channel.
It's up there, man.
It's fucking hilarious. And the funniest part about it is that like, you like the footage just makes it like the footage itself is scary.
Yeah,
it is.
All I did was I just colored it dark because that's the thing. Jake Paul's vlogs, like they're obviously colored very bright. So I just changed the color tone a little bit and then
added a vignette. Did you?
Some parts put a vignette like that hyper focus and just like, you know, obviously I'm like dramatizing some of the shit he's doing, but it's just like,
it is creepy
to live in that environment though is fucking crazy. And so a lot of people were like, oh my God, how many hours of footage did you go through? Honestly, I didn't have to go through that much. I would just look at the title and I would skip through and you could find almost just any point you drop in on the vlog, something weird is happening. And how uncomfortable all of their conversations are is fucking crazy. When I watched it, like I watched some other Team 10 vlogs of guys just making content. They're like all 18, but this part of them seems like they're dead inside. Like it's a very sad fucking thing. Like I got really depressed. Yeah. And like the Martinez twins felt real bad for them. They get fucked with very hard.
Really?
Like, oh, you fuckers don't speak English. They say shit to them that they clearly don't understand. It's just like, this is bad. It's a bad situation. All of them should not be in that environment.
It is a horror.
Yeah.
It's a fucking horror.
Do they all live together? Is that the scenario?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Now we're talking about Jake again.
Yeah, whatever, man. He's used to it. He don't care.
Every time. Every fucking time.
He fucking loves it. Who gives a shit?
I actually have an idea for a video.
Oh, boy.
That I want to do with you after this.
Uh-oh.
It'll take no time.
30 seconds?
No, longer than that.
Okay.
It'll be funny, though, I think. Oh, I think. Let's hope. Let's fucking hope.
Ooh.
Well, let's fucking hope.
Yeah, man.
So. Cool. Well, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's do it. Rock the other five.
It's been super real.
Very.
It's been very real. Guys, I think we're almost at 1,000 reviews on iTunes. I think we're at like 962.
Come on, guys, get in there. Drop one in.
Well, it's actually been crazy. Like we've been popping up. We've been staying like this podcast has like been 30 on the charts or something for like the last
few
weeks.
Dope.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's great.
And people seem to be digging it. So if you like it, guys, leave a 5-star review. Let's just crank it past 1,000. That's all I want, and then I'll stop fucking asking.
Yep. Yep.
And speaking of asking for things, donate to the Patreon, patreon.com/CodyCo. Follow me at CodyCo. And follow the Twitter.
Yeah.
Insanely _ chill.
Yep.
Because, you know, I'm posting shit all over, you know, I don't know. And follow and donate to Noel's Suki film.
Yes.
You plug your own shit.
Yeah. Donate to my film. It's going to be dark comedy. It's going to be fucking awesome. GoFundMe.com/Suki-film. I promise you this is the hardest I'm going to ever work on anything. Until my next movie.
He's almost there.
Almost there.
2,000, less than 2,000 bucks?
Yeah. Oh, it's like 2,500, but about.
Okay, 25 bucks. That's nothing.
It's 23, I think, actually. Yeah.
Nothing.
2,300 bucks. Yeah. Throw a five on it. Throw some stripper money on it, whatever.
Yeah. So we can fly private to Vegas in a couple weeks.
Yeah. You know, just not make a movie at all. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to make a movie. Please donate.
And Marcus, anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I don't have anything to plug at all, but my Uber's here.
You can plug.
Get out of here.
Any
cheers,
news?
All right, cheers, guys. Have a great podcast.
Yeah.
All right, Marcus.
Don't worry about it.
Love you guys. I don't know. Do I?